Yeah, I can start. My most recent engagement was with Deloitte in the role of senior program manager. So the team on the projects for the consulting for various consulting member firms consisted of about 60 people, and they were all virtual. So this is where my previous comment about what is our competitive advantage locally here comes from. So the days are by three quarters packed with the meetings, and these are any of the meetings to make sure that the team's morale and team's culture is really going upward, that there are no issues, or that there is adequate amount of focus on various security performance, architectural issues, and that the decisions are made with all the right players at the table. One of the realities that you'll see as you're progressing further into a generalist role, that it's very good to initially in your careers take a very deep dive into the technology and have at least a couple of projects that you will participate through from the beginning to the end. This gives you the ability to roll up your sleeves anytime you see the issue and go as deep into the technology when it is needed. Also, keeping skills diverse helped me very much. Having some knowledge of .NET technologies, of Java technologies, pretty much everything and everything in between, and also having another set of experiences with various industries, because even development style, even style, coding style guides, all of those may be different between companies in various sectors, depending on the business appetite for the change, for the risk, and so on. And do keep in mind that it's the business that drives any of the technology, so it's always good to ask yourself the question, how does a given piece of code, how does a given module contributes to the business? Will it increase sales? Will it grow companies' reputability, and so on? Like, how does my work benefits the project, the program, the business unit, and so on? By keeping in mind these things, you will later on be able to, when you're writing your resume, you will be able to say, well, did this and this, and this was the big picture outcome of every single one of your things. Another thing I would encourage you is, as you're working on sometimes very many projects initially, do make sure that you have a cheat sheet somewhere where you write all the things that you have worked on, because then when you'll need to go back and accurate inventory of all of this will help you very much as well.
And so would you say majority of your day or a good part of your day is meetings and project management?
Yes, there is a good saying, you're good at what you spend most of your time in. So you want to be good with technology, spend some extra time after work, maybe at night, learn and get at least some familiarity with all the technologies there. So of course it's impossible to know everything, but a good answer when somebody asks you on the interview, have you worked with this and this? You can say no, but at least I'm familiar with this or this technology.
Great, thank you. Hossein, how about you? What is your day-to-day like?
Well, usually I go to the office, and the first thing is I look for my colleagues, or they come to my desk, and we grab a cup of coffee together. That's the usual case, unless the phone rings and saying something is melting. So then we usually have our own calls, or we attend jointly the calls, depending on the calls. We try as much as possible to hang out together for collaboration. Probably our best thoughts or best solutions come when we have lunch together, or we are on a coffee and we discuss. And most of the time, you need to vent sometimes. Something is really bugging you, and you reach out to your colleague, say, "Do you know the person X? Can you do something? Can you talk to this guy for me?" And that's the way it gets done. You know, it's not a one-man shop, and your team dynamic will differ from organization to organization. But it very much depends on you, how you are. Do you like to hang out with people, or do you like to sit in the corner and not say anything? Are you a helpful person or you're not a helpful person? That makes quite a bit of difference. So you can make your work really pleasant. So that's what I try to make for most of my time.
Great. Thank you. Ali?
For me, my job is really split into four sections here. So first is the operations. I spend like 30-40% of my time on operations. I spend about, so that's firefighting. So that's issues on web browsing if people have, if there are any like known issues, if we're solving some problems on the network side. So I manage mobile web browsing. So there are all kinds of network elements in the TELUS network path that are involved when something goes down, something goes wrong. So that's the firefighting part. So that's what I spend about 30-35% of my time. This is ad hoc stuff, happens for the first time. and we start working on it. I manage like a bunch of cross-functional teams, and I get them to run traces. I got engineers, I got IT people working with me, and we essentially try to isolate and determine the problems and essentially rectify it. Or my office is also responsible for policy enforcement on such certain browsing issues. So that's the operations part. The second part that I do is about 30% is product management. So that's where I drive the strategies and roadmaps of my products and my portfolios and determine what it's going to look like in the next 5, 10 years, even 15 years at times. The third thing that I do is purely the strategy part. So this is where you sit down and you sit down with like higher level executives, your VPs, your directors. You give them roadmaps of your products, where it's going next quarter, the other. Well, this usually goes 4 quarters from today, so from this quarter and then 3 quarters into next year. So that's usually how the road mapping happens. And last but not the least, it's 10-15% of my time is people management. So I have a team of one person who reports into me right now, and I manage them. And that's essentially mentorship, grooming, coaching, and just essentially preparing them for their next step, really. Yeah, thank you.
Great, thank you.
So usually I start my day by checking my email, and then every morning we have a scrum, so we're doing this agile development method, which is no longer the waterfall that we learned, at least when I was in school. So we have like a short 15-minute scrum every day. Everybody says what they're working on, what they plan to do, if there's any blockers. Then you go off and like do a little bit of coding or reply to email. Then there'll usually be another meeting or two, like during the course of the day. And then in the course of actually doing your own coding, you might run into problems. So you'll instant message with your colleagues, like, do you have an idea about this? Or I might need this from somebody. Somebody needs something from me. You do some research for problems that you might run into. And then there's also maybe a meeting for something that's completely extracurricular. So for example, right now I'm participating in organizing an event for CASCON, which is a yearly conference that IBM hosts with other universities, which I encourage you all to sign up for. It's like a great networking opportunity, and it's free.
Can you just repeat that? CASCON?
CASCON.
C-A-S-C-O-N.
Yeah. It happens every year. And I'm helping to organize a hackathon that we're doing for that. So there'll be like a meeting or something. Or Toastmasters, there's also Toastmasters that we have every week. So there'll be something that's not necessarily work-related, like, per se. And then, you know, the same things, just repeating throughout the day, talking to people, coding, email, stuff like that.
Great.